Thunder rumbled and the rain poured down. TJ was going down the slide. His friends were riding their bikes. TJ was getting bored, so he grabbed his backpack and grabbed his book, but it had a lock. "This isn't my book," shouted TJ. TJ stood up and tried to find a key for the book. "You're never going to find that dumb key for that dumb book," whispered one of TJ's friends. TJ ignored it and was still trying to find the key. TJ finally found the key and he unlocked the book and opened it. Suddenly, he started to vibrate and felt weird. Suddenly, TJ's surroundings felt different. He could hear birds tweeting outside, the trees were swinging, he could smell fresh paper and fresh books right next to him. He opened his eyes and he could see orbs floating in the air and big books on the bookshelves. He looked out the window and he saw the yellow bright sun outside with fluffy white clouds. Looking around, TJ thought the place was wonderful, but the thing he didn't know about the place that it wasn't. TJ slowly walked to the book and grabbed a random book called The Evil Wizard. He slowly opened the book, then bang, a wizard came out of nowhere. "Come here," shouted the wizard. "No way," replied TJ. As quick as a flash, the wizard threw a dizzy potion at TJ, but somehow he didn't get dizzy because he was holding the book in his hands. The evil wizard grabbed the book out of TJ's hands. "Give that back," shouted TJ. "No, I won't let you trap me in this book," shouted the evil wizard. He dived for the book and grabbed it. TJ grabbed a random book and gave it to the wizard. "I gave you the book. Now, make me go back home," shouted TJ. "I never agreed with that," replied the evil wizard. "Exactly. Never judge a book by its cover," shouted TJ. He grabbed the book and opened it. The wizard was trapped in the book forever. He returned to the park and never touched a book again in his life.